seconds. Tip-off, Stormy Mitchell along with Garth Bolden. We're about to have the introduction of the boys' game. The Lady Raptors pull out a win in the earlier ball game. It was not a pretty well-played game, but it was an adventurous ball game. What's to say like that? 42-37. We're going to have the starting lineup right here. The Bruins tonight in all royal blue, white numerals, gold trim, and we are in Ravenwood, Battle of the Woods. Appreciate y'all tuning here on AM 950. Stick around at halftime. We're going to have a presentation of the Player of the Year for Gateway Player of the Year for football. Now for the starting lineup tonight for the Bruins of Brentwood, coached by Coach Greg Shirley, who's missing his anniversary dinner with his wife tonight because he's here coaching. And I'm sure she'll, Natasha, you can get him when he gets home. But starting out for the Bruins is number 10, John Winley. Christian, that's Preston Moore, number 12, 5'9 guard, senior. Also number 22, Harry Lackey, 6'6. Junior, also number 24, Cole Matthews, 6'3 forward. Number 32, Jack Thurman, 6'3 senior guard. And last but not least, the man in the middle, Ben Mills, playing senior. And for the Ravenwood Raptors tonight, big crowd here tonight for Ravenwood Place is packed. Coach Shirley decked out in his royal blue tonight. Blue pants, light blue button-down collar shirt, royal blue tie, and royal blue sport coat. He is rather festive-looking tonight for the Bruins. Patrick Whitlock got his Raptors ready to go. Raptors going to be in all-white tonight with red rim. Cheering section for the Raptors will be in all-red tonight. Start out for the Raptors. Number 22 will be Trevor Andrews. He's a guard. He's a sophomore. Also for the Raptors is number 5 out of the it's Rex Gaynor. He's a guard. He is a junior. Also number 23, Atif Williams, forward. Also a junior. Young squad this year for Coach Patrick Whitlock. Here's a big man in the middle. Number 50, Sterling Craig. 6'9 and a half ish, maybe 10, 6'10. All I know is big tall boy. Last but not least, the leading scorer who just parted the Red Sea on the other side was Chase Siebert. He's a forward, he's a senior, and Moses just parted the Red Sea on the other side, and the Raptors are invested. North, that's a pretty sight when they do that.
It is. It's always fun to see what these student sections do on their home court.
Siebert comes out, raises his hand like he's praying, and all of a sudden the middle of the cheering section parted just like the Red Sea did in biblical times. Just the top, a kid dressed like Moses comes running down the middle in a robe and a staff. And I'm going to tell you right now, we can barely hear each other. We got headphones on, and it's going to be the best word I can describe. It's flat-out nuts tonight.
It's going to be loud. It's going to be fun, Stormy. This is going to be fun.
Hide the women and children. It's the Battle of the Woods. Harry Lackey jumping against Sterling Craig. 6'6", going to get 6'10". The men are on the floor. Tip is controlled by the Bruins. Bruins in all royal blue tonight. White trim, white numerals, gold trim.
Little 1-2-2 Ravenwood zone.
Come out initially in the 1-2-2 Preston Moore directing traffic. Williams has him. He drives to the right, gets to the right wing, out to Thurman. Backing it out. Yes, I don't recall Ravenwood coming out in that 1-2-2 over there.
No, I don't, but it's really not a bad, Brentwood does not have a lot of great shooters.
Not a lot of good outside shooters. Cole Massey, he gets a streaky shooter, gets hot. Jack Thurman, left wing, thought about it, pulls it back, gets it way out front, 7:20 mark. Thurman for three, front rim, no good. Cole Massey, rebound, back to Thurman, drives, double team, kicks it way out front to Moore. The Lackey down the inside pass is stolen. Stolen my sleeper. Here come the Raptors. You're at 0:07 to go. Across the timeline, 4. The Raptors is Trevor Andrews. Drives to the left. Double picked up by Moore. Official right my way. Thank you very much. That was Gaynor. Kicks it out to Siebert, to Williams. And the Bruins have come out, Garth, in
man-to-man.
That's what I was thinking.
Ravenwood just got to be patient. Eventually, something will come open.
6:20 mark already. No score. Both teams kind of getting the feel of the other team's defense and offense. Trying to get his thing set. Williams will not take that shot. Way up front. Craig, Williams, three-point range.
A little flex offense is what Ravenwood's doing.
Good ball movement out front. Down the right wing to Chase Siebert. Looks at Patrick Whitlock. Gets a play at the 6:05 mark. Harry Lackey has pushed Siebert way away from the basket. Ravenwood just take a shot. And ball's inside to Craig. Almost loses control. Regains it.
No need to force anything.
Shot from the wing.
No good.
Piper rebound. Ben Mills. He will get a bunch of them tonight. Here comes Pressmore quickly across the timeline. Point guard playing with a lot of pizzazz and a lot of confidence. And Raywood crowd, I can't understand what they're hollering.
I can understand, but I'm not going to say it on air.
Okay. We'll write it down. That way we'll know. But here comes the Bruins. Moore's out front. Kicks to Massey.
And Massey downtowns it. Downtowns it from 24 feet. 3-0. Ice broke.
Midget. No, I'm not playing. You can measure a guy's height, but you can't measure a guy's heart. I don't mind being short. I feel sorry for people taller than me. Here comes Ravenwood trying to break the ice and trailing inside pass to Craig. He fights for it, pulls it down, and draws the foul.
I believe that's going to be on Massey.
Sterling Craig, 6-10.
Foul is on Massey, his first.
His first with 4:57 mark. 3-0 is our score. Girls game started out slowly also. Williams goes up and he draws the foul. Don't take two shots.
That might be Massey's second.
And you
That's
are correct.
Second.
And David Winley's going to check in. The correction, John Winley, my bad. That's his brother.
Good job, Stormy. Good job.
Yeah, how about that? His granddad.
Still a year late.
I'm only about 2 years late.
Oh, wow.
Williams shoots free throws like me. That was wide right. Posted the girls' coach with Raywood whip. What was that? High in the bucket.
Second one.
Got that one.
I'll just warm it up. The first one, I made the second one. Nothing but net.
You love it. 3-1 our score. Low scoring ball game. Jack Thurman down the left wing.
Oh, a little too hard to handle.
Yeah, throws a fastball. Look at Ben Mills on the spin move. Up and under, and he draws the foul. Who's going to draw the foul? That would be 23.
Trevor, no, Teef Williams.
Yep, Teef Williams draws that foul. 4:41 to go, 3-1's our score. Bills at the line. And Garth, if I got to pick an unheralded player for the Bruins, week in, week out, rebounds, hustle, making the play, Ben Mills.
Hey, he's a team player.
I love watching him play. Second one. God. Ben Mills is just, I mean, he is vastly improved.
You can tell his teammate.
Yeah, Ben, you tell he's been in that weight room too. Boy, is filling out. I tell you what, he got a chance to play at the next level. Bruins trailing 5, of course, and Raptors trailing 5-1. Seeper on the turnaround. Can't get it to go. Rebound, Lackey. Seeper looking to the official like, hey, how about a foul? But they didn't call one. Lackey's been kind of quiet this year, hasn't he?
He has. Battle illness a few times this year. And
this head doesn't have his part. Good inside pass to Thurman. Lays it on the floor. Kicks it back out. Saved by Mills. Winley down the left wing. Here comes Thurman. Double teamed. Way out. 3-point range. Lackey backs it out. Good inside pass to Mills.
Charging.
Deeper. Good position for the Raptors. Had his feet set. Unlike Tuesday night. Pete Froden said he counted 8 charging calls that were not charging calls on the film Tuesday night for Centennial.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I said, it's funny. That's what Gar said. He said, not one time they had the feet set.
Huh.
We had that discussion last night.
I'm thankful that he recognized what I said on air then by watching the film.
Yes, sir. He enjoyed a barbecue burrito at Trout's and was critiquing that you were 100% right. The ball's into Craig. Good pass.
Craig, you got to go up for that shot, young man.
Ben, can't get it to go. Had Mills in his face. But you're 6'10". You got to go hard to the basket, 6'10".
6'10", you got to want to score when you get side to paint.
More on the drive. Back out to Lackey. Rims it out. Now he got the rebound that time. Big wing fan. I mean, you got to just dominate if you're that size. Craig on the drive. Goes up soft.
Wow.
Look at that one. He said, give me some of this.
You remember we saw a technical called on that flop. I think we were at Franklin. Franklin versus Brentwood, we saw a technical called on a flop.
Called it on Thurman. Here comes Lackey in the drive, and Lackey draws a foul. And Sterling Craig goes up that time and says, hey, whoa, watch this. I can get some of this, too. Draws a foul. Good aggressive move by the big senior. Lackey to the line. Been quiet.
Lackey's just a junior.
Yep. I was talking about Craig.
Oh, you're talking about Craig?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Usually you don't see him.
No, I thought you were talking about Lackey because normally you don't see Lackey take the ball to the hole with that kind of aggressiveness.
Not this year you have. Last year you did. Lackey's missed the first one. 5-3 is our score. Shout out to Dr. Thomas. Patrick Hughes, the doctor, is in the house. Lackey makes the second one. 6-3 is our score. Got folks listening in Texas, Georgia, Florida, Kentucky. Lieutenant Dan's listening tonight in Kentucky. Friends in Hawaii, Japan, Australia listening. And good cut move to Chase Seeper. Great pass that time.
There's one thing about it. Ravenwood teams are always good offensively executed team, trying to say. Coach Whitlock is a great offensive mind.
He can draw it up. There's no doubt about it. Here come the Bruins. Press Moore. Looked out, and he's looking
now
at
they're
it.
Playing sort of a 3-2.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if it was 1-2-2 or 3-2. It's about the same. Here comes Thurman on the baseline jumper. Can't get it to go. Rebound, Raptor. 2:06 to go. First quarter. 6-5 is our score. Craig's at the foul line. He draws in.
Spin.
Go apart. Spin left, and Lackey blocks it. Lackey said, I can get some of that. Here comes Thurman down the left wing. He regains control. Lackey, good cross-court pass to Winley. No good. Rebound Raptors. Pulling out of there that time was Trevor Andrews, the big guard. He's hounded by Preston Moore as he crosses the timeline. Then Mills took a quick blow. He's coming back in at the 128 mark. Williams out front, guarded by Winley. Shout out to his granddad in Indiana. Appreciate him tuning in on radio.net. Siebert's got it down the top of the key. Inside to Williams.
Good cut. There it is.
Oh, good backdoor pass. Williams on the no-look pass to Sterling Craig off the left wing. Bottom.
Good execution. What did we have? We had an open cut right there. Good execution.
Williams, very unselfish pass. The home team's up for the first time tonight,
7-6. Oh.
Fouls called Patrick Whitlock in his O'Call suit down there, looking like he had a GQ magazine. That's on Siebert.
Looks like he's going to be trying to take him a date to a Vanderbilt basketball game. What's he trying to look like?
I mean, he's got that old walking on Wall Street. He knows how to dress. He's coming James Davis as a kid. So I worked in many years ago, Memphis. Bruins inbound the pass. McPherson's in. Good ball movement by the Bruins. 53 seconds, trailing 1-7-6. Low scoring. It is the Battle of the Woods. A lot of intensity here tonight. Lady Bruins took it on the chin earlier, 42-37, losing to Lady Raptors in round one. We're at 35 seconds. They're going to run the clock down unless they get a layup. Winley on the drive. He draws a foul.
Oh, man.
Yeah, AD got bailed out. 33, Houston Chapman on the foul.
He can get his feet slid over fast enough.
Yep. You got to watch Winley. John Winley is quick as a cat. Good ball movement. Pierce way out front to Thurman. Thought about the three from the left corner. He does take it.
And he makes it.
First basket of the night. Three from downtown for Thurman. 9-7 is our score. 12 seconds as the Raptors finally get across the timeline. Give Siebert on the baseline go, and he didn't take it. 5 seconds. Step back.
Got to take that shot.
2-1.
Siebert can't buy it.
End of one. The Bruins got a slim 9-7 lead. Let's take 1 minute. This is Sport on AM 950. Bud's on the board tonight. Studio A, 9-7 is our score. 8 by Tarkey's second. Quarter action. Hotly contested. Ball game tonight. Battle of the Woods, round one in December.
Packed house here tonight, Stormy.
Yeah, you could squeeze another person in with a greased shoehorn. Here come the Raptors in all white tonight. Red trim going left to right on the radio dial. Bruins going white to left. Ooh, Siebert thought about the three, pulled it back.
Oh, he had him, too. Had him off his feet.
He did. Should have drawn the foul and taken the shot. Didn't do it. Oh, yeah, good move by Thurman. Steps in, takes down the left wing. Had a man open in the middle to Mills. Mills goes up, off left hand. Ben Mills hustling down, always ever present. He's got the basket. They're up four.
Thurman did a good job of hitting his trailer, who came right down streaked right down the middle.
Great move that time. Here come the Raptors trailing by four. Lackey's coming back in after a much-needed break, first quarter break. Jim's kind of warm tonight dealing with this huge crowd. Temperature wasn't overly cold today in the mid-50s. Enough rain to send an arc out today. Good ball movement from the corner. Gainer
can't get it to go. Rebound Winley.
That was my shot. I think Patrick Whitlock would have liked them to take him after that possession. Connor English by check-in for the Raptors. Also, Williams coming back in. Here come the Bruins baseline to Thurman. Kicks it out to McPherson. Joe McPherson plays always under control, always with poise.
I like the way he plays.
You can watch him. He's the first one I'd pick. Starting team. Kids got it. Thurman. Use the backboard. Kiss it softly. Up, all of a sudden, they go from down one to up six at the six-minute mark. The Bruins 13-7 over the Raptors. Their athleticism and length is starting to show.
Well, Ravenwood this year lacking scores. They just don't have a lot of kids that can put the ball into the basket with confidence.
Yeah, man, there's a turnover. Siebert, the best scorer for Ravenwood is being guarded by Jack Thurman. Jack Thurman can guard anybody in this league. He just guards with an attitude, does he not?
He plays with an attitude overall.
I mean, just has that. You've seen guys like that on the playground. You're going, man, he's got a plays with a chip on his shoulder.
You know, the one thing that bothers me sometimes about Brentwood, though, is they don't play together. When they go into droughts, they're not playing well together.
Well, there's a good pass that time. The Moore, he came by that three. People on the rebound. Well, all teams have those folks sometimes. Here come the Raptors cross timeline. Moore is doing a great job guarding Trevor Andrews, pushing him away from the basket. Seifert for three. Back rim.
That's the shot. That's the look you want right there. He
just
could knock it down.
He just can't get it. 6-point differential. Here comes Harry Lack. He's back in the ball game, number 22. White numerals, royal blue uniforms, gold trim of the Bruins. Good ball movement. Thurman for three. I mean, downtown. And what a shooter's putt. Garth, he got the roll.
He had the rotation on the ball that just put enough spin to spin it right back in.
Put some butter on that roll. That roll's hot. 16-7, 4:20 to go, 4:30 to go. Before halftime, got a big shot on the way from English. That was
ugly.
That was that four-letter word I like to use all the time. You're right, U-G-L-Y, ugly. He was just not in position. Here come the Bruins. I won't say they're in control, but they have taken control. 16-7. 16-7 is our score. It's a four-minute mark. The Raptors.
Raptors have moved into a man-to-man now.
Have the Raptors scored in this quarter? The answer is nope. Rebound, Craig. And I don't understand. I mean, this is, you're a better, you're a coach no more, but I don't understand how teams can go the 4 minutes without scoring. We saw the other night with Centennial. 2 points in one quarter.
Well, I mean, there's so many factors that go into that. I mean,
yeah, I know.
Most of the time of that is you're not running an executed offense to be able to get a good look. So you're taking shots that are forced. Your feet aren't set, and you're certainly not ready to shoot when you do have the open shot. So, you know, one of the things with Craig up there a while ago, you know, you're 16. You got to go up and grab that ball with authority. Don't let it be slapped out.
Okay, here comes Seeper on the drive, guarded by Winley. Got the look from 8 foot and just doesn't. And you can hear the Bruin faithful yelling, air ball, air ball. And that shot from that range, you got to make that thing 80% of the time. At least
your guard, elbow extended, you got to hit that. You got to knock that down.
I mean, that if nothing else, hit that shoulder in the background, bank it. Cole Bassey from right downtown, hit the drum section. He's in rhythm. 19-7 is our score.
Whitlock needs to call a timeout.
He sure does. He's got that forlorn look on his face to our left.
Walt.
And yep, and almost a steal by Harry Lackey, saved by Craig. Driving down the left wing of Seifert, looking for some help. Ball's driven in, and the foul is called maybe on Preston Moore. Let's see what the official is.
It'll be his second.
McPherson's coming back in. Let's see.
Oh, on 24. On Cole Massey.
Cole Massey, is that his third?
That's his third.
Okay. Subbing back in for the Raptors is Rex Gaynor.
I didn't even see Cole Massey near the ball.
But it's the lighting.
Okay. Whatever you say.
Well, and Preston Moore on the steal. Takes it coast to coast. He scores. Throws a basket. It's a 3-point play. Preston Moore showing some great hustle. Tips it at before the foul line. Picks it up. Drives in. Draws the foul. Scores. It's 21-7. All of a sudden, it was 7-6. We blink. The Bruins up 21-7.
This isn't going to be pretty.
He didn't get the first 3-point play, but guess who gets the rebound? Mills can't convert. Craig on the block. 21-7, 2:40 to go. Big announcement at halftime for the faithful here that haven't heard our in-between game interview. Gateway Player of the Week of the Year will be announced for the crowd here tonight. Battle Royale on the floor. Guess who's the middle of it? Of course, Ben Mills.
Brentwood Ball.
Ben Mills' middle name should be Charlie Hustle. Last two names.
Okay. I was going to say, what?
Well, I like that. He reminds me he plays basketball with the hustle of Pete Rose.
Okay, so a name and a verb.
Okay. Hey, look, I trust me, my English is not my strong suit. Neither was Spanish or French, but never mind.
What about math?
Oh, gosh, please no. While you're keeping score. Turn around, Thurman.
Good shot.
Bottom, Thurman. Sweet. Jordan-esque. Follow away jumper. Packer Whitlock says, give me a timeout with 2:12 to go. It's a 30. We're going to keep it here. And the Bruin faithful to our back to our right are going bananas. And across the way, the Red Sea has grown still.
The Red Sea's growing out.
They got red tide over there, don't they?
They got red tide. That's right. That's right.
It's got white. All right, Patrick Whitlock, you got
it. It's certainly not from fire, that's your
question is, all of a sudden you've been doubled up, more than doubled up.
Tripled
up.
No points in the second quarter.
Have not scored. It's in 6 minutes. Lackey picked up Seifert way away from the basket. Lackey is giving Seifert nightmares. Oh, backdoor cut Seifert. Oh, I spoke too soon. Beautiful backdoor cut that time. Gaynor on the beautiful bounce pass. Play was obviously drawn up by Patrick Whitlock. You can see that. And the foul is whistle's blown. And the foul is
on 12.
Wow, that's Seifert.
That's his second.
Oh, it's on 23. You call
what?
It? Yep. I thought, never mind. I agree. I sworn it was on. Never mind.
Ooh-wee.
We're glad we're not officiating. It's the lighting, Gar. Leslie Murray said, is it me or is the light here? I said, it's the light, trust me. Mackey.
Golly.
Pass into Winley, and Craig on the block, the rejection.
Wow. Easy, guys, easy.
He got a rejection letter 2 feet short of the rim. Dear John, that ball's not going in.
Let's refer to the fact, instead of the lighting, it's referred to them not, let's reference them not wearing glasses. 23 wasn't even guarding the man.
I know. Well, they want to call.
Of course, it's better to have it on that young man than number 12 in Siebert.
I agree.
That works to Ravenwood's favor.
I agree. We're above 20. 23-9 is our score. Raptors in need of a basket. Siebert inbound to Craig. He draws a foul. He had a mismatch. Of course, everybody's a mismatch when you're 6'10". I would come up about to his waist. That was on 22, Harry Lack. I'd come up just about to his waist. Wouldn't you think, Gar? Maybe?
Nah, you're taller than that.
Belly button.
But I guarantee you could play defense on it.
I'd move him so far from the basket, he'd never see it. All right, ball's out front. Reagan Carlson is in. Great football player. Plays ball forward. Good, great athlete. Ball almost stolen by the Bruins. We're under control. We're at a minute. 23-9. Patrick Whitlock screaming instructions to his Raptors. Here comes Siebert. Drives, ball tapped, and kicked out of bounds still. Ravenwood ball, 46 seconds.
All right, Coach Shirley's tie doesn't match jacket. Just saying.
Miss Shirley, Garslid, you tell her to discuss Garslid at the next Friday night at Brentwood. I'll let you discuss that with him. Shot on the way.
Good shot.
Good from the Raptors. Connor Inglis, soft loader, finally got off the snide. They finally got 4 points in this second quarter. 28 seconds. Harry Lackey slowly across the timeline. Siebert guarding him. He's going to get a 2, 3, 4. Better move. He did.
Did get a five-second
call.
Yeah, you got to break. You got to break the.
Coach Shirley disagreed with the call. Official didn't care what he thought. Reagan Carlson.
I'd have to agree with that call.
Yeah, I agree. 12 seconds. They would need the basket. They need a three badly. They'll take two, but three would be delicious to a Raptor fan. 3 seconds.
They better figure out who's going to make this shot.
Somebody better shoot it, and they don't get a shot off.
Oh, man, that'll make it upset.
And they run the last 19 seconds off and don't even get a good look at it. Our halftime score, 23-11. Garth, you got to go take care of some stuff. You go ahead and do your thing, but we're going to keep it right here, if you don't mind. We're going to keep it right here. Seth, you go anywhere? If not, I want to just talk to you a minute. Got Seth posted. He is the assistant coach for the Lady Raptors. Why don't you tell us about that nice victory y'all had tonight?
Hey, well, we played a really good Brentwood team, obviously number one in our district. And, you know, we grit and grind for 32 minutes, and we were fortunate enough to pull out a win.
Sounds good. Well, right now, we're going to have a presentation, and Seth is sitting there doing the scoreboard, and I just grabbed him because we're about to have a big presentation. Gateway Player of the Year in football. The Gateway Player of the Year in football, and I'm going to tell you who it is. It's Brian Garcia, and his parents are here, and they're very excited. Defensive coach Ryan Fowler, former Dallas Cowboy and Tennessee Titan, is marching on the floor. His dad, Chris, is on the floor. And Garth Bolin from Gateway Tire is on the floor about to make this presentation. And this is, Seth, you know, we do it each week, Player of the Week, and we've had them from Independence to Franklin and Centennial and Brentwood. And Brian Garcia won it twice. The last time he won Player of the Week, he had his entire offensive line, had the picture taken of him. That pretty well explained.
Yeah, he's a good kid, on the court athlete, great baseball player too. But
yes,
we're fortunate he's only a junior. We're going to get him back one more year next year. So I'm really looking forward to that senior year with Brian and 19 of the other 22 starters.
That's true. You didn't have a young squad this year. Y'all had a great year. Went down to Whitehaven. Of course, at Whitehaven, that was a college team. Have you ever seen such a big team?
Had a lot of college athletes that are going to play football on the next level. But good game. Gave them all they wanted.
Al Kingdom had them up at halftime, but their size, their speed, and their depth was the deciding factor. Well, Brian Garcia plays shortstop on the baseball team. He's also quarterback, and it's the Trophy House Gateway Player of the Year, Brian Garcia. They're about to make the presentation. Garth, our own color commentator, is going to make the presentation. And Seth, the best thing about it, they didn't give Garth a microphone. I'm the only one that has to listen to him.
2 games, yeah, 3 hours got to listen to him.
Oh, listen, you have no idea how much medication I need to take. Garth can exceed the level of my medication after about 3 minutes.
Well, the good thing is tonight's 3/4 over with, so y'all can pull
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I took an extra dose. I had chocolate in between games. I'm good.
I'm good, but congratulations to Brian Garcia.
He's only got some priests out here. I was looking for some recent customers, something that he usually got.
Wait a minute. Let me dig into my briefcase here, and I'll see if I can help you out here. But tell us about your squad right here for the Lady Raptors.
Well, you know, we've got a young squad. We got one senior and one junior, and a bunch of underclassmen. You know, so we're one of our better players, Jalen Lee, blew her knee out right before the season started.
Yeah, Jalen Lee, that's...
We've been rebuilding. We're young, and we got a long way to go, but you know we're getting there. So it's been fun to watch them grow over these last few weeks.
Well, y'all played tonight with the level of intensity. Jazz Harmon played tonight with the level of intensity I haven't seen this year.
Yeah, I tell you, Jazz is one of those special athletes that you get in your program once every 10 years or so. She's got a great athleticism, can knock down a shot, can get to the basket whenever she wants to. And, you know, we're very fortunate that she's on our team.
I don't think he's going to let me take that big trophy home with him. Congratulations, Brian. Well done, young man. Well done. Well, I tell you what, last year, what a thrill it was to have your Lady Raptors to go to the state tournament.
Oh, for me, it was a great feeling. You know, it's one of those things where we want to build that culture here at Ravenwood. We want to, you know, we want to do that, be competitive year after year, you know, make that be the expectation and not an outlier. You know, we've got goals every year to not just compete in the district, but compete in the district or region and to get to the state tournament. You know, this year is no different regardless of who's injured or who we got on the court. You know, that's going to be our goal, and hopefully that's the culture we instill here from year to year.
It was great. I at halftime of the girls' game, and I'm torturing. I just put two Reese's pieces in front of him, and he opened up. I'm not letting him. I keep talking to him. He's thinking, "You gonna stop talking so I can eat?" Yeah, in a minute. I had the pleasure of interviewing Kristen Murray halftime. Is there a sweeter, smarter, prettier girl on the whole planet than Kristen Murray?
She's a great kid, on and off the court. And you know, Kristen was one of those girls that didn't play her freshman year, didn't play her sophomore year, but every year she was there, she busted it. She worked hard in practice. She's the true definition of what hard work pays off. She really, junior, senior year, we couldn't take her off the court. She meant that much to us.
She really got comfortable in that post, and she really did a nice job. I asked her, I said, now, I'm going to ask our listeners, I'm going to ask two questions. And we talked about Belmont, Arthur, but tell us two things about Coach Mariska Harris. Tell me one thing that one word that she would use. She said, oh, she was scary. And she told one incident, but she got pulled out. Coach Harrison, when are you going to start playing? You ready to play? Are you going to play? She says, I was almost in tears, but I knew I was fine. But then she said, oh, about the time they were in practice and you blew the whistle and everybody just fell down at the same time.
Yeah, it's the moments like that. You know, we girls work hard year-round. Basketball, you know, is a year-round sport.
It is.
Between travel ball and school ball. And it's good to have those, you know, personal relationship moments with the girls. But, you know, Coach Harris can be intense. It's fun every new year. See those freshmen kind of react here. But like her and the rest of the coaching staff, you know, we've always got the best interest of the girls, not just on the court, but off the court. It's great to see them come back. We got about 6 or 7 alumni here tonight watching the game.
Yeah.
And it's great to see them want to come back, be around the program.
What drew you into coaching?
You know, Stormy, I just always have had a passion for the game of basketball, you know, and I started coaching girls about 8 years ago. And I just love the interaction you get, but just the ability, too, on the high school level to instill confidence in young kids. You know, let them know it's more than just a game. You know, we're trying to teach them lessons here, but also off the court, too. And just watching them grow up and like I said, coming back, it's nothing more rewarding than seeing your girls blossom from freshman year all the way to senior year and, you know, to really know that you made a positive impact on their lives. So at the end of the day, you know, it's fun winning games. It's really about those relationships and you know, what you build in those girls in the future.
Well, you're a difference maker, and the Raptors are blessed to have you on their staff.
Thankful to have
you. I'm gonna let you enjoy your Reese's, Steph.
Right.
Great job, but
hey, thanks for all you do for Williams County Sports.
Hey, it's our humble privilege to do so. Let's do this. We're gonna take a minute and a half break. Well, a minute and a half, bud. We'll be back in a minute and a half with sports on AM 950. We are back. Wood, Battle of the Woods. It's been all Brentwood in the first half. 23-11 is our score. The Lady Raptors took round one earlier action tonight, 42-37. Sure enjoyed having interviews tonight with Kristen Murray, former Lady Raptor. Also, Steph Poston, the assistant coach for the Lady Raptors. Also, Garth had Brian Garcia, the Gateway Tire and Trophy House Player of the Year. Garth, what a fine young man.
He is a fine young man. And
humble, quiet, almost to a fault.
Well, yeah, I had a hard time hearing him now while we were on air. But, man, just a
it's
great
lighting.
Team
it's,
player.
It's
great
the lighting.
Leader.
It's the lighting.
No, it's my hearing aid.
What?
The one I need.
23-11 is our score. I'll let you give the update us on the totals here in a minute. Great presentation at halftime.
Yeah, that was nice. Had his family out there with us.
Ben Mills, step back. Another nail in the coffin. It's a 7:35 mark, 25-11. Right now, the Raptors do not seem to have an answer for the Bruins.
The first break we have, Stormy, I'll give an update on the scores.
That'll work. Ball's inbounds to Craig down the baseline. He's triple teamed.
Lord,
and he throws an errant pass. It's stolen by Lackey. Two on one. Lackey goes up, and they're going to call him for charging. And Coach Early, with a look of complete aghast, said, "Wait, what? I thought everybody was moving. You, no comment."
I'm not commenting on that because that was horrible.
Yeah, it was not charging. That was for sure.
Man,
I've been official now.
If that was charging, then
I'm 7 foot. Here come the Raptors. 25-11. Beeper gets inside, kicks it back out to Williams. Williams down the left wing. Gainer, catch. First basket for Gainer. They need to get him get hot.
He shoots a knuckleball. You know that?
He does. It's almost like he shoots it with his fist closed. Almost,
it has no rotation whatsoever.
25-14 is our score. 6:30 to go. Third quarter action.
I do like Brentwood walking the ball up the court.
Taking time off. Why not milk it? Work each possession. Work on each possession. Thurman kicks it back out. Massey.
No good. Rebound. Sterling Craig.
Cleaned the glass. Took Windex and Bounty with him on that rebound. Craig on the drive. He walked. Didn't call it spin move. Got to go up, man. Why you back off when you're 6'10"?
And why in the world are you doing a fadeaway when you're 6'10"?
I don't know.
All right, Stormy, here we go. For the Ravenwood Raptors, led at current pace. Sterling Craig with 4. Chase Siebert with 4. Rex Gainer with 3. Connor English with 2. Atif Williams with 1. For the Brentwood Bruins, led by Jack Thurman with 10. Preston Moore with 2. Harry Lackey with 1. Cole Massey with 6. Ben Mills with 6. 25-14 at the 6:05 mark in the third quarter.
Nobody double figures for Ravenwood.
Not even close.
I'd say that pretty well sums it up.
Oh, yeah, they don't have the firepower against a caliber of team like Brentwood.
All right, Raptors taking an inbound, trailing 25-14. We know they're going to play some tough defense. We understand practically like a drop a nice play. Ben Mills almost on the steal to back out front to Gainer. Craig's out at the three-point line.
He's going to hurt you out there.
Top of the key, and I'm thinking that passing inbounds to Seifert. Right. And there's a and the lady official changed her mind. Boy, I tell you what, we almost had a riot break out of that call with the other way.
Oh, mercy. These Brentwood Union Texans would have stormed the floor.
They would not like the Brentwood Texans cross time lineup. 5:35, 25-14. It's the Battle of the Woods. It's an early Christmas present for us here at AM 950. 4 on the drive, and the official out in front of us makes a call on 23 of Ravenwood.
Deep week.
And, Garth, how does the guy that's out here in front of me make the call on a baseline play?
He might be the only one that has glasses. I don't know.
Okay, here we go. Nice drive at the other end. Oh,
basket. You're kidding me.
I like that.
Trevor Andrews takes it 94 feet up and under, off the glass, hits it in, makes the basket, and draws a foul. That might be the impetus that the Raptors are looking for. Timeout on
that
the floor.
That was nice.
That was beautiful. Let's do this. Let's take 30 seconds. This is sports on AM 950. We are back. 5:21 to go. Third quarter action. Bruins 25-16. Over.
I'm going to eat my Reese cup for me.
Go ahead. Enjoy it. What you're here for. Going to the line. Number 22 for a three-point play is Trevor Andrews. And he converts. Nice 94-foot play. Takes it down. Left-handed off the glass. Drew the foul. Made the basket. Got it within 8. Here come the Raptors methodically chipping away. Thurman being guarded by Andrews way away from the basket. Picked up by Gainer. And the intensity for the Raptors is in.
Wow. Good block.
And Grant comes over from the baseline and dumps it on Ben Mills, which is a rare. It's rare someone gets the best of him.
Well, when you're that kind of height, you got to play with authority in there.
Ball's inside. Whistle blows again.
What wrong number is it going to be on?
Yeah, they do.
Actually, she got that one right.
Along the line is Jack Thurman. He's had a quiet night, but he's made the threes when they count. Missed the free throws.
Flat.
One thing our coach always taught us, keep your eye on the bucket, flex your knees down the line, and shoot it with some air.
Show me, who are you interviewing?
after presentation. Seth over there.
Okay.
Seth did a great job. This is the coach for the Lady Raptors.
Big win tonight by them.
Big win. Siebert on the drive. Goes up. Oh, nice. Almost got the block. Was Lackey, but how for glass is Siebert. And all of a sudden, it was 21-7. Now, all of a sudden, it's 25-19, and the Raptors are methodically chipping away at this ball game.
One possession at a time.
Looking for a stop here. Craig's at the foul line. Moore's got it down the left wing. Bruins back it out, going from left to right on the radio dial in royal blue tonight with white numerals and gold trim. Back at the top of the key to Thurman down the right wing. Good ball movement. Cole Massey inside the Lackey. And I don't know how he got it to Zach Thurman. I don't know how he flipped it. I don't know how he got it to him. But Thurman goes in and scores 27. I'm watching. I don't know how he did it. 27-19. Craig spins in. Left move.
Oh, man.
No good. Rebound. Lackey. Seems to me he takes that left hand and just jam it. Backdoor cut to Thurman. And it's blocked by Siebert.
Go. Give it up.
Going the other way.
Too late.
Preston Moore picks his pocket.
That terrible execution in transition.
And Moore does a great job on stealing that ball, taking it the other way. Draws the foul. On the foul for the Trevor Andrews. That was a bad foul. Because, frankly, Preston Moore picked his pocket.
Well, I mean, he had a great transition right there, had numbers, and instead of going aggressive at the basket, he goes away from the basket. Preston Moore cuts him off, makes a tremendous steal, but he had his teammate going right down the side. All he had to do is give it up.
Right, I agree.
Oh, law.
Yeah, he'll be watching that film. They'll hit that film and rewind it, watch that film and rewind it, watch that film. And Moore ribs trims are both out. About the rebound.
That part right there, that part.
Mr. Hart, Mr. Hustle. Ben Mills again. Right place, right time.
There's he getting picked again.
Moore is just picking his pocket. They're going to call
Moore on push.
I'm on the trailer move. I actually called it on 12.
That's Moore.
Yep, my bad. I'm looking at the wrong roster as usual. Moore gets a breather. He and Cole Massey come out.
That roster right there. Is
oh, thank you. They just say Brentwood.
Oh, he had him in the corner.
Andrews, bad pass. Lindley on the steal. Lindley just checked in. Quickly across the timeline of the Bruins, Lackey, little indecisive down the left wing, gets it to Thurman. To Lackey, gives it off to Mills on the slice and the dice. Ben Mills not going to miss that shot. He's going to make that quick slice and cut, and he's going to put it in the basket.
Well, if you notice the lack of depth.
Here we go. And they're going to call Gaynor on the pole. Pass interference on Gaynor. That's exactly what it was. Grabbed his jersey. Here comes the ball, Garth. Gotta take a guard to alert the big forward.
Hey, did you see that little flip right there I gave him?
Yeah, after the ball went out of bounds.
Well, hey, I was writing in my, making notes here. Somebody's got to keep up with the math, because Lord knows you can't.
That's why you got to multitask.
Oh,
man.
Now they call it intentional. And Coach Whitlock comes out of the jacket.
Yep. He didn't throw it, though.
No, he did a better job, more stylish than Coach Shirley.
Coach Shirley had a rebuttal for you, Garth. He said it is essential. They call it technical.
Coach Shirley got hung up in the sleeves. That's why
he said he saw somebody cold up in the bleachers. He was taking off to hand it to them.
He got hung up in his sleeves trying to pull it off. It was quite comical.
It was. I can make the first one. He makes it. Second one, it hit everything except the scoreboard and still went in. 33-19, the Bruins get the ball. Mr. Lackey is right in front of him. He backs up. He takes a drink of my bottle of water if he didn't grab that of my Reese's. Hey, stole one. Bring that thing back.
Did I make mention of the lack of depth while ago with the Ravenwood Raptors?
Were,
I think I did.
Yeah, you were on that process until I said something egregious and you were correcting me. Here comes McPherson. He's been guarded by Gaynor out front. And here comes Thurman on the drive, and he lets it go. And Siebert seals it. He takes it in and draws a foul. He just charged into Lackey. Lackey says, he's not going to score me on this time.
That's three on Lackey.
Good defense that time by Lackey. Just cut him off. Don't give up the easy basket.
He almost had position to make a good cut.
And Siebert missed it. John Franklin Burks, 5'11", senior guard, number 20, comes in for Harry Lackey.
Siebert finally caught, barely caught the front of the rim on that.
And you can hear the Brentwood section behind us, not sure what they're saying. He made that one.
I can't understand. I can't tell what that one is. Siebert has 7.
He's averaging 16. He's far cry from his normal total.
He better get warmed up quick.
McPherson kicks it back to Burke. Burke gets it to Winley. A lot of subs in for the Bruins right now. McPherson, left wing, Thurman. Two stars on the floor for the Bruins. Good ball movement. Bruins crisply. Mills goes up, and they call him for walking. I love his hustle.
Well, look at Coach Shirley's collar.
And he's turning it down a little bit.
He's doing his Miami Vice look.
Yep. Here come the Raptors across the timeline, trailing 33-20, 2 minutes to go first.
Oh, man.
Ben Mills got a cheap foul. You don't foul the 6'10" center 29 feet from the basket because he's no more going to shoot at you than I'm going to step on the court and play.
No, you shouldn't even be guarding him out past the free throw line.
Cole Massey steps in for him. Ben Mills gets a breather with 2 minutes to go. Raptors get it in the backcourt, trailing 33-20. Across the timeline is Andrews. He's picked up by Burke. Burke almost tapped it out of bounds. Double teamed in that right corner, back out front to Gaynor, inside to Craig, and Craig draws a foul. Mismatch, 6'2" Winley on 6'10" Sterling Craig.
Craig had good position right there.
Sure did. I made a nice aggressive move to the basket and convert. Nice basket, nice move and basket.
Craig with five.
42, Evan Drennan in for Cole Massey. Drennan is just a junior.
Hey, that's his first action tonight,
isn't it? It is. Sterling Craig drops second in. Nice basket. Good conversion. 33-22, the buck 40 to go. Appreciate y'all tuning in to AM 950 tonight. Worldwide AM 950. Podcast will be on this time tomorrow for a replay if you can stand it. McPherson shot block. Gaynor gets the block. He's going to make a two-shot foul.
Four on Gaynor.
Gaynor will have a quiet night. Saw him against Page tonight. A pretty good night. Had, I think, double digits. Next Friday night, we will be at Brentwood. McPherson.
So we're off Tuesday night?
Tuesday night, we are not. There's no game scheduled because of exams.
I was saying it's probably getting close to finals time.
Yeah, midterm. Yeah, McPherson eye in the bucket, 34-22. Missed that one. Craig grabs it, rebound for the Raptors. Here they come across timeline, going right to left. Those white uniforms are red trim, picked up by the Royal Blue Bruins. Boy, look at McPherson. Look at the feet. Good coverage. Andrews drives out of control. Lackey on the rebound. Andrews was trying to make a point there. McPherson was not cutting him any slack. Lackey, front rim, gets his own rebound. Hustle. Kicks it out of bounds back to the Raptors. 1:05 to go. Yeah, we got Tuesday night off. Thursday night, we've got Coach Miles Thrash, assistant coach of the Bruins boys team, and head coach, Lady Bruins, at Trouse. Will bring some players. We'll have some great fun, food, and fellowship. Some great barbecue over there. Our last show of 2018, Mark.
Boy, hasn't time flown by this year.
It does, whether we want to or not. Shot from Seabird, back rim. Rebound. Winley cleans the glass. 44 seconds. Come the Bruins quickly down the court. Kicks it back out front to Winley. McPherson backs it out. Burke down the right wing. Coach Shirley says he wind it up at 30 seconds. And his wife's feeling better at home tonight, so she's had the flu.
I'm thankful you and I sound better.
Oh, we're back from the dead from last week.
Friday night. We were feeling rough.
I tell you what, we were the walking dead, and the Bruins throw it out of bounds with 17 seconds to go.
I had to go get a little steroid shot Saturday.
Yep, well, I had to zone some amoxicillin, so.
I'm allergic to penicillin.
I was thankful to have some. 17 seconds left, 34-22 is our score. Kind of a floppily played third quarter. Only 11 points by the Raptors, 12 seconds. McPherson's not letting him get across the timeline. Gaynor barely gets across the 7. He takes it in.
Oh, wow.
What was that? Did he make that? Great Caesar's ghost. Underhanded flip-up hook shot off the glass.
Call that a prayer.
That was a thank good Lord Jesus. Shot on the way. No good. End of three. Brentwood, 34. The Raptors, 24. Let's take 1 minute. This is sport on AM 9. We are back. 8 minutes left in the Battle of the Wood tonight. Brentwood 34-24 over the Raptors. Third quarter action. 42-37 is our score in the ladies game. It was all Lady Raptors. They didn't trail not once tonight. That's not true. They trailed in the first possession down 3-0, and then they came back, took the lead, and never trailed after that. Big win for Lady Raptors. Coach Briscoe Harris and Seth posted. Balls inside to Craig.
Uh-oh.
And a late foul is called on Harry Lackey. That was a delayed call. Well, you don't know what number it is.
On Ben Mills.
Really?
Not sure.
I thought it would have been on Lackey. Sound Lackey was one guard. Okay. I didn't see that infraction.
Well, I didn't see it on Sterling Craig.
Didn't either. Going to the line is Sterling Craig. Jazz Harmon had a big night tonight. Great night tonight. Good win tonight for Lady Raptors. She played her heart out. Had 22-ish.
She was a catalyst.
It was all Jasmine tonight. The jazz music was playing. Shot from the wing.
Can't get it to go.
And players hit the floor. Then Mills takes a spill, and they're going to call a foul on the Raptors.
Sterling Craig.
Not sure what he did. You get knocked down from a guy 6'10", you get... That was going to leave a mark. Bruins still up 34-24. They just can't seem to pull ahead. This game is almost stolen. Winley saves it down the right wing.
Well, it's close enough for Ravenwood to make a run.
They could make a run. At one time, they were down 21-7. Clawed back in, 34-24. Thurman on the drive.
Good defense.
Great defense. Sieber can't get it to go. Ben Mills, rebound, left hand, off the glass, again, right place, right time.
I've seen coaches make players run steps for not boxing out on plays like that right there.
Yeah, during the game. During the game, here come the Raptors, trailing 12, 6:40 to go. Ingles out front to Sieber, driving left, goes in, saw floater, can't buy it. American Express charged out. Here comes Preston Moore, the three-point line down the right wing, kicks it back to Thurman. Oh, he thought about it. He pulled the trigger.
He wasn't ready to shoot.
He wasn't set.
Feet weren't squared up.
Nope, that was indecision. Had this indecision written all over it.
Oh,
and it's almost stolen by Thurman at the other end. Raptors 6-10 mark, down 12. Sieber steps back.
Get in there.
Shooter's touch, Chase Sieber.
That was nice.
Within 10, at 6 minute mark, how many has he got?
He has 9.
Nobody in double digits yet for the Raptors.
No, sir.
Incredible. 5:50 to go, 36-26. Battle of the Woods, part one. There'll be 4 or 5 this year if our hearts can take it. Lackey on the drive, and Thurman rips a rebound out of there. Lackey made a nice move to get to the basket. Bodies were hitting the floor. Lackey didn't convert. Thurman going to the line.
Trevor Andrews, the second.
I'm telling you, what? Watch it, Thurman play. He's one of those kids that walks out on the floor, and you don't want to have to guard him. He just got that look in his eye. Bottom. He's got how many so far?
13.
All right. 36.
Leads all scores.
With 1-3 at 5:43 go. 37-26. 38-26. Up 12 again. Timeout. Greg Shirley, let's take 30 seconds. This is sports on AM 950. We are back. 5 minutes, 43 seconds go. 38-26 is our score. It's been all Brentwood night. Both teams off to a little slow start. This game is pressure-packed ball game. Big crowd here tonight. Raptors haven't seemed to have had a couple answers, but not a complete answer. Brentwood coming out of the press after that timeout, and still it works into a steal.
Uh-oh.
Zalacki goes in and scores. He was going to dunk it.
I did. I really did.
40-26. That's a quick conversion.
He can carry the rim down, that's for sure.
Wasn't wise dunking. He did not have position. That 2-3 press has caused Ricky to have it. Sterling Craig turned around to Williams, gets the rebound. He draws the foul. Ben Craig was standing straight up, and Andrews jumps into him. They call it on Craig. That is his fourth.
Ben Mills.
His fourth?
Yeah.
Okay. Cole Massey coming back in the ballgame. Williams 1-for-3 tonight for free throw line. Ben Mills has got one feed on. full. 1 feed, full. Williams, he's batting 500 tonight, 2-for-4. 40-27 is our score, 5:12 to go. Final fourth and final period. Congratulations, Brian Garcia tonight, the Gateway Power Trophy House Player of the Year in football. Foul's called as Chris Moore gets driven into the wall. Foul's on Ravenwood. That'll be number 23, Atif Williams. That's got to be his third or fourth. Thinking it was getting up there in the higher numbers. Russ Moore's had a good night. Good ball control tonight. Excellent defense. Missed that one.
Mercy sake.
Maybe out of exhaustion. He's played hard tonight. We'll give him a break now. 2-1-2 press is signing the wrap. They finally get across timeline. About 8 seconds. Ball across court. Nice shot. I tell you what, that's most unorthodox shot. Rex Gaynor hits another three. They get him within 10, guys. They just won't go away with 4:42 to go. Your coach early, he's employed the press. What do you do now to pull away from the Raptors?
Just take time off clock. There's no sense to rush. Make sure you get good shot, get open look, let your offense do the work for you, and, you know, knock shot down, and certainly you're going to be in the double bonus here in a couple of fouls. So, you know, the key now is for Patrick to gain momentum off the defensive end and allow his defense to score an easy bucket for him. Otherwise, Ravenwood, they just don't have the scores to be able to fight back, climb back. They're streaky shooters at best, they don't have, you know, they just don't have the aggressiveness to score quick.
As a reminder, next Tuesday night, next Friday night, we will be at Brentwood as the Bruins host the Patriots. For all you folks in Rutherville, we're going to have the Patriots on again. Looking forward to watching the Lady Patriots, Faith Lily Wilkin, take on the Trucial Sisters. We're going to have Sisters Battle Royale next Friday night from Brentwood. Here come the Bruins up 10 with 4:30 to go. Can't seem to pull away from the Raptors. Raptors just, they keep clawing away. That's one thing about them. They play with tenacity. They don't go away. Press Moore directing the offense, and he walked.
Sure did.
That's not what the play Coach Early drew up. All of a sudden, the Raptors can get it within single digits on this next possession. Press Moore checking out, giving him just a little break there. Mr. McPherson coming in for him. That would be Joy McPherson, 6'1 senior guard. Trainer again. Trainer.
Good rebound.
And wow, Craig on the rebound kissed it off the glass. Doors. All of a sudden they're within eight. Close they've been in forever. 4 minutes to go. Chipping away. The Raptors won't go away. Winley down the right wing to Harry Lackey out front to Thurman. Old Massey thought about the three. Thought a bit about it. Winley on the drive. Kicks the Massey wing. Shot. Bottom.
He's got a pretty shot.
Sure does. He's got one of those slow, methodical, nice, off arching three-pointers.
He's got nine.
43-32, 3-3-3 on the scoreboard. Wow, sleeper fall-away jumper is good.
There's first player in double figures, the Raptors.
At the 3:20 mark.
He has 11.
Come the Bruins, up 9, 3:10 to go. Back to Winley down the left wing. Kicks it inside to fall-away Thurman. No good. Rebound over the top. Black. Foul on Black.
Oh, that's not going to be on Black. Actually, it is.
Got him for over the back.
Black 4.
Ben Mills coming back in.
Boy, going to the free throw line.
With the clock stop.
This game could get interesting if...
It already has.
No, not quite interesting enough.
Close. It's rebound brewing.
Interesting with what Centennial did the other night, fight back.
And tied it going ahead with 30 seconds, losing in overtime. Coach Froden pleased with the effort, was not pleased with the outcome. Here's Thurman on the drive, gets his foul line, corner shot. Wow.
That one hurt.
Big one. John Winley. His Indiana granddad's going to be smiling after that shot. Beautiful. 22-footer from the corner. Reagan Carlson, the big linebacker, shot it like a linebacker. Rebound Winley. Here come the Bruins. 46-34. 12-point differential at the 2-2-2 mark. Winley way out front, guarded by Reagan Carlson. Thurman drives it in, kicks it back out. Winley down the right wing. Smartly sets it up. Coach Shirley gives them the rotate sign. Down the left wing is Massey. He drives. They're doing the outside weave, running some time off the clock. Smart basketball. Winley goes in, kicks it out to the corner. The Mills to driving McPherson, who saves it. Cole Massey down the left wing. We're at buck 40. Cole Massey way out front, getting a round of applause from the Brentwood faithful. They're running Ravenwood to death out front. The buck 30 mark.
Good job right here.
That is a smart ball movement. Smart. Chris, buck 20 to go. 46-34. Finally, out of total frustration, the Raptors foul.
You know, that's a fun drill to run right there to play keep away in a half court in practices. You'd put more defenders out there against the offensive players and have them keep it away from defense. That was always fun to watch.
Coach used to have what we had eight defenders and would put four of us on the floor. Man, run us till we were
and play keep away.
And then he would put four on eight guarding, four guarding eight. That's a I hate his gun. He's running me to death. 47-34, buck 25 left. Pearson made the first one, got him to 13. Oh, now Ravens
close.
Oh,
here we go.
Yeah. Missed the second one. 47-34. It's always the fallbacks they follow when they're getting. Chase Super from downtown from 28 feet. Fall away. Jordan S. Jumper. All of a sudden, they're within 10. They're not going quietly in the night. 73 seconds left. You call timeout. And you coach Patrick Whitlock, what are you telling your rep?
Well, I mean, you've got to foul quick here. Try to foul one of the underclass. Hopefully, they got a little weak knees going to the line. I haven't seen the defensive effort so far for Ravenwood to be able to get sealed. But, you know, you got to try to deny the ball as hard as you can. I mean, right now, give it everything you got. I mean, he's putting out number four out there, Daniel. Snyder.
Yeah, he picked up three fouls on the night in about a minute and a half.
I'd say he's going to pick up one real quick here.
Very fast. Reagan Carlson on the floor. Chase Seeps on the floor. And cover Andrew Sterling Craig. Sterling Craig's had a pretty good night tonight. He's full court press being employed by the Raptors. Bruins get the ball.
Good steal.
Stolen by Andrews. Oh, he can't get it to go. Rebound Thurman. Beautiful play.
Yeah, but I mean, I just don't understand why not square your shoulders up and try to make that shot.
Well, he tried, didn't get it to go. Bruins at a minute seven, up 10. Ball inbounds to Thurman. Back to Winley. Lost timeline smartly. And Niter draws foul.
Lord, I thought he was going to take his knees out from under him.
You thought he was going to fly off his table in front of him.
I did.
I thought, I'm not going to catch him. He's on it. When you leave your feet coming my way, you're on your own. My days of catching people in my age are over.
We'll play Ole over here. Ole. And they go flying right by us. I ain't catching.
I'd look like a matador. To the line is Winley. Flexes the knees.
And drills it.
Gainer back in because he's a three-point shooter. 63 seconds. innings left in this contest. Fun night as usual. The Battle of the Woods. Might have a split. Turn out we'll have a split tonight. Henley can't get it. Craig on the rebound. Here come the Raptors. We're under a minute. 48-37 is our score. Downtown. That's Reese Glover. Rains, and nobody but Reese Glover makes that one. Whoa.
I guarantee you Thurman felt that one.
Yes, he did. And Reagan Carlson. Oh, look at that. Defensive lineman extraordinaire. Absolutely. That looked like a linebacker going, wow, what that? He shrugged his shoulders. We interviewed him twice at Coach Carter. What a delightful, smart young man. Well, he got the best of Thurman. Thurman made free throw. He got the last laugh. I'm telling you, Reagan Carlson,
he jacked him. He didn't even win.
No, I run into a brick wall. That was rubber balls, those super balls. Thurman bounced off him like a super ball off of a concrete wall. Missed that one. Rebound. We're 45 seconds. Gainer goes in. Correction, that's super, and he draws the foul. Thurman was determined to get revenge here. He tried. He's going, I'm gonna smack somebody side of the head after we
that hurt. I'm going to hurt somebody now.
In the Ravenwood cheering section are leaving the building. They're going to Sonic first. And now they're getting sung to. Second shot on the way. Seifert made the second one. Got it within 11, 41 seconds left.
Siebert has 15.
One short of his average. Winley finally gets an indicter's all over him. Across the timeline, Craig goes steal. Lackey goes up, and he scores and draws the foul. There's a lot of smack talk going on to our right and left.
Oh, yes.
Lackey going to the line. 51, 52, 38. This one's O-V-E-R over. Pass up, and the Brentwood faithful. The Brentwood faithful, all the starting players are out, or out, or out. One, two, three, four.
Five players. Only one that's been in the game thus far is John Franklin Burke, that I tell. Now 42, Evan Drennan's been in the game.
Ben Craig's in. Also, Mason Redner and Craig on the rebound. Bruins going to try to run the clock out with 20 seconds.
Foul. Lots in here saying don't foul.
Seifert drew another foul. Both teams at 10 on the fouls. Double bonus. He apologized to the lady official. And she said, son, I'm going to turn you over my knee and whoop you. He says, I'm ready to go home.
Aren't we all?
Yes, long day. Not as good. That Brentwood Bruin got in the scoring book. That's John Franklin Burke. 5'11", senior's guard. Comes out, plays every day, hard practice, gets that playing time. Eye in the bucket. He's got two. They can cross box him out. He tried to run over that young man. The brick wall runs a 4-8-40. Shot missed, rebound Bruins. Burke dribbling out with 8 seconds.
They're hold the ball.
Hold the ball. Back it out. 3-2-1. Garth, that's going to be it. It's all Brentwood tonight in the boys' game. 54-38. 54-38. Coach Early got an anniversary win for his wife tonight, Natasha. Hope gets the feeling better. The Raptors took it on the chin, and the Raptors won the first ball game, the ladies' ball game, 42-37. But this one's a final. 54-38. Off the total, please.
For the Ravenwood Raptors, led tonight by Chase Siebert with 15, Brett Gaynor with 8, Sterling Craig with 8, Trevor Andrews with 3, Atif Williams with 2, Connor English with 2. 38 for the Ravenwood Raptors. For the Brentwood Bruins, victorious with 54 points tonight, led by Jack Thurman with 15, Ben Mills with 12, Cole Massey with 9, Harry Lackey with 8, John Franklin Burke 2, Joey McPherson with 2, Preston Moore with 2, John Winley with 4, 54-38, Brentwood Bruins. They split tonight.
And guess what? January 15th on a Tuesday night, they get to do it again. As a reminder, we will be off Tuesday night. We'll be off Tuesday night. Coach, this is Kevin Kydell, Brentwood. I know he's happy after one of those wins tonight. But Tuesday night, we will be off. We'll be back on the air next Friday night from Brentwood as the Bruins host the Page Patriots. Also, Thursday night, Stroud's Barbecue, we're going to have the Lady Bruin and Coach Miles Rash enjoying some great fun, food, and fellowship and barbecue at Rouse Barbecue. Our last show of 2018, Garth, where does time go, son?
Well, get older, it's not friendly to any of us.
Well, it's been a great year. It's been a wonderful year. We saw the Lady Raptors go to state tournament, only team we had to go to state tournament. We
were there.
We had a hip replacement in April. We had a grandson born in July.
I have a son that's halfway done with his CPA exam.
Whoa, that's a compliment in anybody's book.
I have another son that's a junior at MTSU, so, hey, we've been blessed, Stormy.
Our cup runneth over, no doubt about it. Great job tonight, bud. So, appreciate the interviews tonight. Chris Murray for the Lady Raptors. Where are they now? She's at Belmont doing a great job. Also, Seth Poston, the girls coach, the assistant coach for the Lady Raptors. Big win for Lady Raptors tonight. And congratulations to Brian Garcia, the Gateway Tire Player of the Year. Also, Trophy House had the trophy there tonight. Garth, y'all did a great job on the presentation.
A lot of fun.
All I can tell you what, for all of us, the whole week, it has definitely been a hard day's night. Good night, everybody. Good night. God bless y'all in church Sunday, and y'all tune in next Thursday night and Friday night. Good night, everybody.